Hey, Planet Shakers, it's Joe here. I'm the campus pastor at Planet Shakers Southeast Campus, and I'm excited to bring you a great word today. The word today is faith is our greatest resource. I believe in 2017, your greatest resource is your faith. Check out today's word and be inspired to have the greatest year of faith. How you start the year is so important. It can set you up. How you start your day. When I wake up in the morning and I'm feeling tired, as soon as I get in the shower, before I say something, I make sure a praise comes out of my mouth. I like a nice warm shower and I say, God, it's a good day. I'm blessed today. I'm favored today. God, I may not feel like it, but it sets the tone of my whole day. You can set the tone of your whole year by what you choose to believe this year, this month. Your first month is going to set you up for a good year. Are you ready for a faith shift? Come on, are you ready for a faith shift? If your faith shifts, come on, you'll go into a whole new dimension. Come on now, if you're ready for a faith shift, woo, just shout yes. Have you got your word? Let's read the word. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 9. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 9. I'm reading from the Amplified Version because I'm feeling loud and proud. Peter heals the lame beggar. Let's read. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, 3 p.m. And a man who had been unable to walk from birth was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, so that he could beg alms from those entering the temple. So when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking them for coins. But Peter, along with John, stared at him intently and said, "Look at us." And the man began to pay attention to them, eagerly expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name or the authority or power of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, begin now to walk and go on walking." Then he seized the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up. And at once his feet and ankles became strong and steady. And with a leap, you'll take some incredible leaps of faith this year. Let me just declare that now. You will take some incredible leaps of faith this year. And with a great leap, come on, leap, he stood up and began to walk. And he went into the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. We're going to do some cartwheels on the way out of this building. Come on, we're going to dance our way out of this building this morning. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the very man who usually sat begging for coins at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement and were mystified at what had happened to him. You will mystify people this year. They will look at you. Don't let familiarity stop you from believing the best for you. Unfortunately, people expect to see you the same way in the same position. Not in this church. But don't let people's opinions of you keep you in a place of begging. He was positioned well, but something had to shift in his faith. Lame beggar, what does that mean? A lame means unable to walk without difficulty as the result of an injury or illness affecting the leg or foot. Here's some synonyms for the word lame: incapacitate, impair, damage, put out of action, or render, or make powerless, weaken, debilitate, make unfit, immobilize, or paralyze. What does beggar mean? Beggar means as a person who lives by asking for money or for food, or is under-resourced in themselves and has to ask others for resource. This man's inability to resource himself has now paralyzed his faith. His resource is dictating his faith. I believe God wants to shift our faith from a begging position or a begging mentality so we can see lame things move. Now, don't look to your neighbor. No lame Christians. Everybody's going to move this year. I said everybody's going to move this year. You, your family, your children. Come on, your husband, your wife. Come on, don't get familiar with what you're seeing. It may look like your resources are not moving, but you are going to move. Come on, it may look like your health isn't moving. This year, things are going to move. Come on, it may look like your mortgage is not moving. Things are moving. Come on, it may look like your debt's not moving. I declare this is a year of debt cancellation. Come on, God is going to move some things in your life. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the word. Hey, what an incredible passage of scripture with the lame beggar being healed. And I believe as your faith increases this year, everything that is immobile in your life is going to move in Jesus' name. Nothing will paralyze your faith in 2017. Hey, let's check out the rest of this message and let's go to the next level in Jesus' name. God bless you. Woo! Let me pray. Father, help me preach this word. So much to say in so limited time. Just control my mouth and just help me say what you need to say. So everybody goes out of this place with everything that they need in Jesus' name. Everyone says, amen. Amen. Let me release you because you know me, man, music is just going to get me on the hype. When I'm reading the scripture, here are some key thoughts that I got. These are just words that I use for my family. these are just words that, the word of God, you know, get a word for your family. Get a word for your marriage. Get a word for every situation and watch God move things. This is a word that God gave our family. And here are some key thoughts that came out of this passage of scripture is that there is power in position and expectation. If you're writing notes, just write down position and expectation. The lame beggar is positioned right, physically, geographically, but he's positioned wrong spiritually. I wasn't going to say this, but you go and ask God. What you go and test it out with God. But I think his physical immobility was a reflection of his spiritual paralysis. Wow. He's at the gate, beautiful. It looks good. Man, you look fine. I look fine. Come on, you look good. You're in the right place at the right time. Looking good. Doing your thing. Come on now. You're looking good. Yeah, I'm doing the right thing, Lord. Lifting my hands. I'm here, church. I'm praising. Yeah, man, I got my best church clothes on. I'm off to work tomorrow. Yes, I'm looking good. You're doing the right thing at the right place, but some things aren't moving. Anybody ever felt that, or was that just me? God, I'm doing everything I know that is the right thing to be doing. I'm trying to be a good husband. I'm trying to be a good man of God. I'm trying to be a good pastor. Help me, Jesus. Man, help me lead. Help me behave. Just help me behave, God. Help me not say anything silly on the stage. Help me not post anything that I delete in a few seconds. Why did I post that? Come on now. Can we have some real talk? We're doing everything. We're trying our best to be good people. At the right place, right time, but spiritually, he's in the wrong place. Besides being a part of city's protection against invaders, city gates were places of central activity in biblical times. It was at the city gates that important business transactions were made. Court was convened and public announcements were heralded. Come on, he was positioned where he was hearing prophetic words. He was positioned where there was movement. Come on, there was traffic. Things are moving and is around him, but yet he's not moving. His resource is, come on, he can't resource himself because he's lame. He's paralyzed, so his resources are not moving. Things aren't moving. Things are moving around him, but things are not moving in him. His physical immobility is a reflection of what's happening spiritually. Physically in the right place, but his faith or expectation is not positioned right. This man has allowed his lack of resource to cripple his faith. Come on now. You're thinking. Maybe you're checking your bank account balance right now. Stop. Amen. Come on, we check their bank account balance more than we check the word of God. Anyway, I'll leave you alone. He has allowed his resource to dictate his faith and put a limitation on movement. Things are not moving in his life because his faith is positioned in resource more than God. Come on now, let me preach to the Western Church. Come on now, let me challenge your paycheck this morning. God wants us to not beg this year, but to move forward. Here's another thought, that position, he's positioned where there is movement. The man is still lame, even though he is positioned where prayer is happening. Miracles are happening. Praise and worship is happening. 10 o'clock service is happening. Come on, transactions are happening. Business is happening. He's in the marketplace. In those times, the marketplace and the church was just all together. Whereas now we kind of think, yeah, church on Sunday, then on Monday. Come on now, we're in the middle of the marketplace. You're in the middle of Melbourne CBD. Your faith is right in the middle of the marketplace. You're right here in the middle of Melbourne. Things are moving. Things are moving around us. Come on, businesses are moving. We're in the most livable city of the world. Things are moving. Things are accelerating. God wants us to move as well. This lame beggar, he has an entrepreneurial spirit, but his faith is out of position to mobilize his resources. He has an entrepreneurial spirit because he's positioned himself. That's what entrepreneurs do. You have an entrepreneurial spirit because Jesus is an entrepreneur. He's a pioneer. Come on, he's gone places we haven't been. Praise God, he went to hell and back, so we didn't have to go there. That's what pioneers do. They go places. That's what planet shakers do. We go into places like Manila. We go into places in Southeast Asia. We go into Papua New Guinea. Man, we go into places where God's going. And we position ourselves where we believe God's going to move. He has an entrepreneurial spirit, but his faith needs a shift. Until his faith shifts, he'll still be a lame beggar. I believe this year, every lame thing in your life is going to move. Everything in you that gets you begging rather than receiving, come on, is going to shift. If you want that this morning, your faith is going to shift this morning. This morning, come on, faith is now. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. Come on. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, being certain of things unseen. I'm saying now. Someone say now. Come on, tell yourself, say now. Right now, your faith is going to shift and things are going to start moving this year. You can be in a great move of God like Planet Shakers. I can be in a great move of God and there's so much momentum but still feel like I'm immobile or restricted. Maybe you're in a really good job. Maybe you have an awesome paycheck. But there's areas in your health that are not mobilizing. You may live in a great community in a great suburb like Dandenong. Come on, hey, don't laugh. Just plain. And things are not moving. But God, once your faith shifts, watch things start to mobilize. You could be in a great momentum or movement, but until your faith shifts, you'll just stay lame or stay begging. Is this helping you? How many want a faith shift today? Give me a wave. Okay, a few of you. I said, how many want a faith shift today? That's it. More hands. Because that hand, I'm telling you, is going to do the work today. Come on. Those hands are going to work a miracle for you today. Verse 5. This is how you get a faith shift. Verse 5 and 6 says, and the man began to pay attention to them, eagerly expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, walk and go on walking. Peter is shifting his faith. He's shifting his expectation and he's shifting his dependency. What do you depend on to get you through? He's shifting his focus on the hand of works, gold and silver. He thinks if I'm just in the marketplace and I get a bigger paycheck, it's going to move me. Maybe if I just quit this job and get a better paying job, then things are going to move. But Peter says, no, wait. Look at us. I'm in the same place as you, but I'm not operating like the world does. This is the same man that got exhausted fishing. He got exhausted fishing. Used all his energy catching nothing. Then Jesus said, take this boat out deeper, and he experienced a bigger catch. He's saying the same thing Jesus did with me, I'm going to do with you. The moment you lose all your ability to resource yourself, you're in the best place for a miracle to happen. Come on, when you're at that place where the doctor says there's no hope, you're in the best place. Come on now. Come on, your faith is shifting. Come on, your faith is shifting this morning. Come on, your paycheck is speaking to you louder than the words say. Come on, saying that you can't buy this, you can't buy that. God says, don't look to gold and silver. Look to Jesus. He says, look to us. He's shifting his expectation and dependency. Woo. Faith is our currency. What does he do? Verse 7 says that he shifted his dependency towards Jesus. Simple. Then the next thing, verse 7, he said, then he seized the man's right hand. Everyone put your right hand up. That hand is going to work miracles this year. That hand is going to work miracles this year. By the end of last year, I had weird supernatural experiences of oil in my hand. I said, God, what are you doing? God's ways are higher than our ways. God's going to do supernatural things through your hands, not just through the pastor's hands, through your hands. He said that he seized the man's right hand. Come on, put it up like you want Jesus to grab your hand. If you want things to move, you have to lift your right hand to Jesus. Then he seized the man's right hand with a firm grip and raised him up. The lame beggar was asking for resource, but Peter gave him something more greater than gold and silver. He gave him the hand of faith. What hand will you receive from this year? Are you depending on your boss to provide for you? Or are you depending on God to provide for you? What hand are you looking to? Are you looking to your bank account? There's never going to be enough for God's dream. So we can't look to natural things. We have to look to the hand of faith that is connected to the resource of heaven. God, what is Peter doing? He's saying, put your hand in the hand of faith. Peter was strengthening. What he did, he seized his hand to strengthen his ability to make spiritual transactions first. Your right hand does spiritual transactions. Your right hand has authority to move things in the spiritual realm. He thought his resource wasn't shifting because he couldn't walk. But Simon seized his right hand to strengthen it. This is what he's doing this morning. God wants to strengthen your right hand. Come on, you are strong. You have great faith to move mountains this year. You are going to bust through mountains this year as you exercise the hand of authority in your life. He thought his resource wasn't shifting because he couldn't walk, but Simon seized his right hand to strengthen it. His right hand would mobilize him, giving him faith to fuel or strengthen his right hand. I feel the power of God here this morning. I feel the anointing, the fuel of God to fuel your spiritual authority. Come on, man of God. You're not coming home depressed this year. You're not coming home anxious after work. Come on, you're not. When a bill turns up, you're not going to be anxious. When a diagnosis turns up, make up your mind before the year starts that you will face every mountain with your right hand. Come on, ready to go. God, I'm smashing some things this year. Your right hand of authority is going to work. God is fueling your authority this year. Woo. What does the right hand represent? Is the hand of spiritual authority and power. Ephesians 1, 20, 21 says, he is seated at the right hand. Come on now, Christ is seated at the right hand. Are we seated with Christ? I said, are we seated with Christ? Come on, you're on the right hand of God. Woo! Come on, the right hand of God is flowing through you. We when he raised him from the dead, seated him at the right hand. The right hand is a place of rule, authority, power, and dominion. And every name that is named, come on, comes under that authority. The hand, the right hand is a hand of blessing. Fathers will bless their sons with their right hand. Come on, the blessing flows as you exercise your right hand. Come on, it's a hand of strength. Exodus 15:6 says, your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Come on, huh? Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. Wow! Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, smashes. Someone say smash. Your right hand is going to smash every demonic force of depression, of fear, hey, of unbelief, of doubt, suicidal tendencies. Every thought that comes from the devil's mouth, come on, it'll smash this year as you raise your right hand. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. God is strengthening you this morning for a great year. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It will hold you up. It will strengthen you to see things move this year. Woo! Well, what an awesome word we've just heard. Man, I've been inspired personally by the word, preparing it, and I hope you've enjoyed it and your faith is refueled and recharged for 2017. I believe as you exercise your hand of faith, use your spiritual authority to shift impossible situations, you will have the greatest year of your lives. Thanks for joining us here, Planet Shakers. God bless you and take care.